Retirement applications among federal workers jumped dramatically in the last year. For years now, there have been fears of a so-called retired tsunami that could leave agencies with a massive brain drain. Are those fears becoming reality? We thought we'd bring in Federal News Radio's Mike Causey this morning to help us get a better handle on this story. You've been watching it closely for years to see whether the trends begin to show up. What are you finding?
Well, thanks for having me. And yeah, you know, Washington is a city of the worried will. We've always got some problem at hand. And starting in the late 90s, people looked at the numbers, how many people were eligible to retire, and concluded that we were going to have a retirement brain drain. It morphed into a tsunami after a while. But it hasn't happened. Last year, as you said, retirement applications for the first time in years jumped dramatically. They were up 24%, something like 104,000 people put their names in. Now, some of those were buyouts and early retirements, but the bottom line is the tsunami seems to be upon us now. And it sort of reminds you of when you have a tsunami, the wave retreats and then it comes back with a force, and it looks like that's what's happening.
Now, is it possible the retirement formula could change?
Very much so. The Congress is looking at changing it. You know, people's annuities, their pensions are now based on the highest three-year average salary. Congress is looking at changing that to the high five salary, which would lower annuities immediately, and it would also eliminate something called the Social Security gap, and that would be $5,000 or $6,000 for people who get civil service and Social Security benefits. So this would be a real incentive for people to get out if they're going to get going.
Will it also create a new opportunity for people who are younger, coming out of college, many of them having a hard time finding jobs in the private sector? Might they turn to these?
That's a really good point, because it'll be new to them. They won't be expecting the benefits that current people have. That's an excellent point. It could be a salvation. On the other hand, in today's column, talking about the government becoming zombie land, and there's a yin and the yang to this. A lot of people say that I'm going to leave, and others say, you know what, I'm going to stay here until they have to carry me out. If the pay is frozen, if it's high five, I don't care. I'm going to stick around forever. So we have dueling banjos here.
Was the idea to just try and catch up with benefits that they would lose if they go to that high five formula?
Yes, yes. And also, too, and a lot of people don't think about this, but the government follows the private sector very closely. And when the job market is bad, the retirement rate in government drops. Even for people who aren't planning to get another job, they're just uneasy about it.
Hmm. Yeah, when we take a look at the government debt situation, is it possible some of these positions down the road, when people ultimately do leave them, won't be refilled?
Very likely, and they will refill them when they do with lower grade people who will cost less. So yeah, that's a good point.
All right, Federal News Radio's Mike Causey. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.